Then a noise in the next room made them jump. Harry had only just raised his wand when they heard someone speak. And it wasn't Malfoy.
"Sniff around, my sweet. They might be lurking in a corner."
It was Filch speaking to Mrs. Norris. Horror-struck, Harry waved madly at the other three to follow him as quickly as possible. They scurried silently towards the door, away from Filch's voice. Neville's robes had barely whipped round the corner when they heard Filch enter the trophy room.
"They're in here somewhere," they heard him mutter. "Probably hiding."
"This way,"
Harry mouthed to the others, and, petrified, they began to creep down a long gallery full of suits of armour. They could hear Filch getting nearer. Neville suddenly let out a frightened squeak and broke into a run. He tripped, grabbed Ron around the waist, and the pair of them toppled right into a suit of armour. The clanging and crashing were enough to wake the whole castle.
"Run!"
Harry yelled, and the four of them sprinted down the gallery. Not looking back to see whether Filch was following, they swung around the doorpost and galloped down one corridor, then another. Harry in the lead, without any idea where they were or where they were going, they ripped through a tapestry and found themselves in a hidden passageway, hurtled along it, and came out near their charms classroom, which they knew was miles from the trophy room.
"I think we've lost him,"
Harry panted, leaning against the cold wall and wiping his forehead. Neville was bent double, wheezing and spluttering.
"I told you,"
Hermione gasped, clutching at the stitch in her chest.
"I told you!"
"We've got to get back to Gryffindor Tower," said Ron, "quickly as possible."
"Malfoy tricked you," Hermione said to Harry. "You realize that, don't you? He was never going to meet you. Filch knew someone was going to be in the trophy room. Malfoy must have tipped him off."
Harry thought she was probably right, but he wasn't going to tell her that. "Let's go." It wasn't going to be that simple. They hadn't gone more than a dozen paces when a doorknob rattled, and something came shooting out of a classroom in front of them. It was Peeves. He caught sight of them and gave a squeal of delight.
"Shut up, Peeves, please. You'll get us thrown out."
Peeves cackled.
"Wandering around at midnight, Icklefirsties. Tut, tut, tut. Naughty, naughty, you'll get caughty."
"Not if you don't give us away, Peeves, please."
"Should tell Filch, I should," said Peeves in a saintly voice, but his eyes glittered wickedly. "It's for your own good, you know."
"Get out of the way," snapped Ron, taking a swipe at Peeves.
This was a big mistake.
"Students out of bed,"
Peeves bellowed.
"Students out of bed down the charms corridor."
Ducking under Peeves, they ran for their lives, right to the end of the corridor, where they slammed into a door, and it was locked.
"This is it," Ron moaned as they pushed helplessly at the door. "We're done for. This is the end."
They could hear footsteps, Filch running as fast as he could towards Peeves' shouts.
"Oh, move over,"
Hermione snarled. She grabbed Harry's wand, tapped the lock, and whispered, "Alohomora." The lock clicked, and the door swung open. They piled through it, shut it quickly, and pressed their ears against it, listening.
"Which way did they go, Peeves?" Filch was saying. "Quick, tell me."
"Say, please."
"Don't mess me about, Peeves. Now, where did they go?"
"Shan't say nothing if you don't say please,"
said Peeves in his annoying sing-song voice.
"All right. Please."
"Nothing! Ha ha ha! Told you I wouldn't say nothing if you didn't say please! Ha 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 ha!"
And they heard the sound of Peeves whooshing away and Filch cursing in rage.
"He thinks this door is locked," Harry whispered. "I think we'll be okay. Get off, Neville."
For Neville had been tugging on the sleeve of Harry's dressing gown for the last minute.
"What?"
Harry turned around and saw quite clearly what. For a moment he was sure he'd walked into a nightmare. This was too much on top of everything that had happened so far. They weren't in a room, as he had supposed. They were in a corridor. The forbidden corridor on the third floor. And now they knew why it was forbidden. They were looking straight into the eyes of a monstrous dog. A dog which filled the whole space between ceiling and floor. It had three heads, three pairs of rolling, mad eyes, three noses twitching and quivering in their direction, three drooling mouths, saliva hanging in slippery ropes from yellowish fangs. It was standing quite still, all six eyes staring at them, and Harry knew that the only reason they weren't already dead was that their sudden appearance had taken it by surprise. But it was quickly getting over that. There was no mistaking what those thunderous growls meant. Harry groped for the doorknob. Between Filch and death, he'd take Filch. They fell backwards. Harry slammed the door shut, and they ran. They almost flew back down the corridor. Filch must have hurried off to look for them somewhere else, because they didn't see him anywhere. But they hardly cared. All they wanted to do was put as much space as possible between them and that monster. They didn't stop running until they reached the portrait of the fat lady on the seventh floor.
"Where on earth have you all been?"
she asked, looking at their dressing gowns hanging off their shoulders and their flushed, sweaty faces.
"Never mind that. Pig snout! Pig snout!" panted Harry, and the portrait swung forward. They scrambled into the common room and collapsed, trembling, into armchairs.
It was a while before any of them said anything. Neville, indeed, looked as if he'd never speak again.
"What do they think they're doing, keeping a thing like that locked up in a school?"
said Ron, finally.
"If any dog needs exercise, that one does."
Hermione had got both her breath and her bad temper back again.
"You don't use your eyes, any of you, do you?" she snapped. "Didn't you see what it was standing on?"
"The floor?" Harry suggested. "I wasn't looking at its feet. I was too busy with its heads."
"No, not the floor. It was standing on a trap-door. It's obviously guarding something."
She stood up, glaring at them.
"I hope you're pleased with yourselves. We could all have been killed, or worse, expelled. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to bed."
Ron stared after her, his mouth open.
"No, we don't mind," he said.
"You'd think we'd dragged her along, wouldn't you?" But Hermione had given Harry something else to think about as he climbed back into bed. The dog was guarding something. What had Hagrid said? Gringotts was the safest place in the world for something you wanted to hide, except perhaps Hogwarts. It looked as though Harry had found out where the grubby little package from Vault 713 was.